How about that? Digging out in the field and find gold coins. Yeah. Good morning. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. It could be a very interesting day today. We do have a red flag warning in effect. We are expecting a cold front to come through, a dry cold front. Going to have windy conditions today throughout eastern Washington. The red flag warning means critical fire weather conditions will occur shortly. Strong winds, low humidity, warm temperatures. Any fire breaks out, it could move fairly quickly. Right now, the humidity very high in the area. We've got 78% humidity in the current conditions, but that'll dry out fairly quickly. So be careful. We don't want to have any fires today, but we do have a cold front going to come through, not going to be as warm. What a weekend indeed. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the downtown sidewalk sale, the car show going on. There was music, a lot of activities for people in Colville last week. Well, it's not very far off, the Northeast Washington Fair. The fair books are now available. This year's fair theme, red, white, and blue jeans. We talked with the fairgrounds manager, Lori Matlock. We're getting ready for the fair.
Hi, this is Lori Matlock from the Northeast Washington Fair. It's that time of year again. We're getting geared up for our red, white, and blue jeans fair, August 24th through the 27th. We're hoping that more kiddos and adults will go online and enter this year. We've made it a little easier. We've got a QR code if you're phone friendly and want to do it that way. Just walk up to a poster or click it off in the book and go to the website and enter online. We've got a couple of new things going on. We've got an alumni in the performing arts. So if you were in performing arts as a kiddo and want to come back, contact Sandy Everson. Her number's in the book, and she'll get that put together for you. And on Saturday, after the parade that's at 10 a.m., we have a Rough Stock Rodeo starting at noon and going until 2:30. And that'll be in the arena, and it'll be rough stock only. And your ticket to the fair gets you into the rodeo. So if you want to buy a week-long pass, that still gets you into the rodeo. If you want to buy a day ticket, that gets you into the rodeo or the fair. We've tried to make it as economic as we possibly can. And we still have Boise doing Boise Days on Thursday, where the first 1,500 people get in free. We still do Country Chevrolet on Sunday, where anybody that comes on Sunday gets in free. We're doing Cowboy Church on Sunday with TJ Casey out of Montana. He's one of my cowboy poet friends from Montana, and he also does Cowboy Church. So that'll be at 8:30 on Sunday. And we've got quite a few new things. We've got some new entertainment coming. We're pretty excited about a few different lineups. You can find a full list of all the entertainment and the schedule of events in the fair book. You can go online and look at it. If you simply type in Stevens County in your Google website, and then it'll take you to departments where it'll say fairgrounds. And if you click on that, it opens up everything from the online book to the regular paper book that you can access. So if you've got any questions, please call me at the office at 684-2585. I check my messages usually in the evening after dark when I get off work. So thank you very much. And please plan on attending the fair August 24th. Through the 27th.
All right. They'd like to make it a good fair, but right now is the time. Be looking and see what things you could enter. Again, they would really appreciate it if you would go online and do your fare entries. It saves money, it saves people's time, and makes life a little easier at the fair. You can find that fare book if you go to the Stevens County, the county website, and click the fairgrounds here in Colville. Those books are available also. If you really want a hard copy book, they're available at North 40 and the feed stores, things like that.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
The Washington State Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs have released their 43rd annual Crime in Washington report. It says violent crime in 2022 increased in the state and murders rose to an all-time high. Though it seems no rise in here in Stevens County. In fact, for 2021, 6 murders in Stevens County. It went down to 1 reported in 2022, according to that report. The grand total of Group A offenses in Stevens County, the range from murder to drugs and burglary, went from 916 to 655. That's a 28% reduction in crime, if you think you want to agree with the numbers. For the state of Washington, on a whole, it's not too good. Murders were up 16%, 394 for 2022. Firearms, the preferred weapon of choice in the murders, even though we have some of the strictest gun laws in the country. The Second Amendment Foundation says Washington kind of proves gun control doesn't work. Here's Dave Workman.
The new crime report from the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs, which says that homicides are up again to a record level here in Washington State. This report, homicides last year were up 16.6% over 2021, and they have risen 96% since 2019. That's a span of really 3 years, and homicides have gone up almost 100%. And it took a different perspective than a lot of the other media did. And I went back over the course of the last several years talking about the gun control measures that have been pushed through the legislature and pushed onto the voters since 2014. And with this number of homicides in Washington State, I simply took the opportunity to declare in print all these gun control measures have miserably failed. It's almost a case of fraud if you look at it, because every time one of these measures was presented to the public, especially when there were two ballot initiatives, one in 2014 and one in 2018, the sales pitch by the proponents was always that, gee whiz, if we adopt these laws and put restrictions on gun ownership, we're not going to experience all these terrible crimes. You know, we're going to lower the crime rate. We're going to reduce homicide. And the exact opposite is really what happened. All they've done really is inconvenience law-abiding citizens. I think the thing that the proponents of gun control deliberately overlook, they just don't want to hear it, is that criminals don't obey gun laws. So no matter what they put on the books in the state statutes, the bad guys are still going to misbehave. They're going to still commit crimes with firearms. It's not going to stop them. All it's going to do is make it tougher for the law-abiding citizen to own a firearm for whatever purpose, including personal protection and home defense. And this is where the whole gun control movement falls apart. It's not going to have the impact that they promise. First and foremost, it's going to take a legislature with the guts to repeal each one of these laws and just tell the proponents, hey, we tried your scheme. It didn't work. We're going back to the state constitution. We're going back to the federal constitution, and we're going to roll the calendar back, say, 25 to 30 years to when Washington State had some of the best gun laws in the country, and that people could purchase firearms for their personal protection, for home protection, for predator control, without going through a whole bunch of red tape. All they ever really try to do, they want to double down on what has failed before. And quite frankly, if you keep trying the same thing over and over and over again, and get the same result, you're crazy. And we've got to put people in office who are willing to take the tough jobs, roll back some of these stupid laws, and maybe try something different that's going to work.
Dave Workman is with the Second Amendment Foundation. His thoughts there on the bad guys, they don't follow the gun control laws.
At Automotive Tire Pros, we're more than just a tire shop. We're a complete automotive repair shop. Is your check engine light on, brake noises, or in need of a front-end alignment? Your vehicle setting too low, or would you like a lift or leveling kit? You lose your keys or key fob? We can now program key fobs and cut your keys. We service 134A and 1234YF air conditioning systems, so stop by A Automotive Tire Pros and let them check it out. And don't forget to get those new tires and perhaps a new set of wheels. Come check out the tire specials for the month. Call A Automotive Tire Pros at 509-688-4645 today.
Six people were killed, three others injured in a two-car collision Sunday morning over in Tacoma. Seven people were in a Kia when it collided with a BMW with two occupants. The crash occurring at an intersection while one of the vehicles was headed eastbound, the other was headed northbound. Six of the seven people in the Kia were killed. The State Patrol say the victims in the crash include a 19-year-old from Phoenix, a 22-year-old man from Phoenix, a 25-year-old from Tuba City, 25-year-old from Cantia, all in Arizona. Two others were pronounced dead at the scene. They have yet to be identified. A 21-year-old man from Phoenix taken to the hospital in critical condition. Two others, they were residents from Tacoma. They also were hospitalized from the BMW. Officials not yet identifying or naming all of those people that they are still investigating that crash. Some legal cannabis growers here in Washington who were ordered to halt operations in April. Concerns about pesticide contamination, they are back in business. The state regulators lifting the restrictions against five licensees whose products were determined to have unapproved levels of DDT, pesticide banned in the U.S. back in the 1972. The growers, they did not use DDT themselves, but their crops were growing on old orchard, fruit orchards, where DDT was used decades ago. Pesticides in cannabis are a concern in legal pot states nationwide because the plant is smoked or concentrated, a process that can intensify the contamination of the final product.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd. Or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018 or go to abc-heating.com.
Gun violence erupting in the South Puget Sound Friday night. Two people died, one shot in the face after three separate shootings in Renton. All three shootings happened within hours and were just a few miles from each other. The first just before 10:20 in the evening in the Morris Avenue South 4th Street area. A straight-up scene. The police had caution tape up and tape around people's cars and trees. And inside the taped-off area there, a 26-year-old who was shot and killed. Well, that was just the first of two times the Renton Police Department would tape off a shooting scene that night. The second shooting happened less than 2 hours later and was only 2 miles away. The police said just after midnight, a man called them after being shot in the face. The investigators said a car sped off from that scene. The department had to call in extra detectives to help when they had two investigations going on at the same time.
If you're a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Bryce Miller tossed five sharp innings in his return from the injured list. Cal Raleigh hit his 12th home run, and the Mariners avoided a three-game sweep. It was a 2-1 win, the Mariners over the Detroit Tigers yesterday. Seattle got back to a .500 record, 70 games left in the regular season. An overall disappointing weekend, though, coming out of the All-Star break for the Mariners. Miller, who had been sidelined since leaving his June 30th start against Tampa Bay with a blister on a finger of his pitching hand, the rookie right-hander scattered five hits, struck out three, relied more than usual on his secondary pitches. Well, Detroit is gone. The Mariners now take on the Minnesota Twins for four straight games. Then the Toronto Blue Jays come to town for three. Tonight's game, 5:30 pregame. First pitch about 6:40. Minnesota and the Mariners tonight. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by the R.E. Lee Shoe Company. Stop in, visit. They're continuing many of their sales from the sidewalk sale today. Lots of great shoes, clothing sales going on. Of course, helpful staff there. The R.E. Lee Shoe Company, First and Main, historic downtown Colville. Sunny skies. We're expecting a high today of 83. Could get winds 20 miles an hour this afternoon, clearing off overnight. 47 the low. 84 the high, sunshine Tuesday. In fact, all the way through this coming weekend, it's going to be warm and sunny. By Wednesday, 90, 95 Thursday, 97 Friday, still in the 90s Saturday and Sunday with lots of sunshine. Stop in, great values, sale prices still from the sidewalk sale inside today at the R.E. Lee Shoe Company. Not much of anything wind-wise. The barometer dropping down a little bit, 29.90. Again, we are expecting a cold front to come through midday and could get really gusty winds. It is the start of the week. It's a Monday morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.